Hello and welcome. Richard Matthews here, aka The Alchemist. I'll get to what The Alchemist means in just a minute, but before I do that, I want to welcome you to the first episode of The Hero Show. This episode's going to be a little different because it'll just be me. I want to give you a feel for who I am, what the show will be about, and how it can help you. You are here to become a hero, which begs the question, what is a hero anyways? So let me tell you a story. Back in 2007, I was driving to work, listening to one of my personal heroes on CD. You know, those little round disc-shaped things that held music. Anyways, he was waxing eloquent about how to be a better leader when he said something that really caught my ear and has stuck with me for almost a decade. He said, "Your kids are going to have a hero, and it'd damn well better be you." I was caught off guard at the time by how much that one sentence affected me. I didn't have kids then, though I know I would someday, so logically, it shouldn't have struck such a resonant chord, but it did. The reason, I think, is the underlying message that Chris Brady was trying to get across. And that is that if you want to be a leader, if you want to have influence, if you want to make this world a better place, then you must first be worthy of having that influence. Because the people over whom you will be given the opportunity to exert influence have a choice. Even if those people are your own children, they get to choose who they listen to, who they learn from, who they look up to, who they want to be like, who they consider to be their heroes. And if you aren't worthy of that position in someone's life, then they won't choose you. This realization started sort of mini personal crusade in my own life to become the type of person who was worthy of influence. Not only for the kids I'd have someday, I have a little boy and girl now and hopefully more in the future, but also for every person I would ever come in contact with. I wanted to be someone who could make a positive impact on this world, and I knew that having influence was the way to do it. So for the last 9+ years, I've made it my mission to study influencers, people whose success was obvious because of the following they had. And over the course of that study, I've realized something. People who already have influence, and often the success that comes with it, people who others look up to and consider their heroes, these people have a lot of things in common. The most obvious of which is that they are creators. They are producers. They see problems and solve them. There's something special and unique about them that seems to lead to the success and influence that they have. This is also more true today in our socially connected world than it ever has been before. So Chris Brady sparked the obsession with success and influence. Now, let me tell you about how my own personal little mission got its name. Fast forward to 2012. I'm reading a blog post by a beautiful, snarky young lady by the name of Ash Ambrosier. You may have heard of her. She's the wit behind the writing over at Middle Finger Project, a blog that I highly recommend you read if you haven't. Anyways, I'm reading and laughing through one of her posts about starting something, about having a mission and giving it a name. She said she didn't care what it was, just that you had to name it and start doing something with it, to call it Project Whatever or Mission Something or Other, and to just start. As you worked and created, the project would take on its own life and start to define itself in your life and become something of a legacy to build your business or your life around. And it reminded me of something my dad used to tell me about not waiting until you were ready to do something, that the act of doing it was the final step in becoming ready. So on a little piece of paper, I wrote Project:Hero. And started a little story on my blog over at richardmatthews.me about what Project Hero might be. Basically, a study of successful influencers, of heroic people, of creators, of entrepreneurs. I wanted to catalog what made them different, see if I could narrow down the patterns that they all have in common, and help people to integrate those patterns in their own life. But at the same time, I still didn't know how that would look. How would I accomplish my new mission with its new name? So fast forward to 2014 sometime, and I get an email inviting me to a webinar from yet another hero of mine, Ben Adkins. He's teaching a webinar on podcasting. It was an audience-building tactic I'd heard a lot about and had some interest in, but had never really looked into, so I hopped on. I learned a lot, and at the end, when he made an offer for some cool training and some tools to help me get a podcast off the ground, I knew I finally had a vehicle through which I could start to accomplish my mission. I would start a podcast as a way to bring my own personal obsession with success and influence together as something valuable for other people. My project was starting to take on a life of its own, several years in the making at this point. Which brings us to today. I finally had all the pieces in place. I knew I wanted to talk about being worthy of influence and the success that comes as a result of that. I had a mission to help people unlock these secrets and become heroes in their own right. And I had a medium for my message, a podcast or a radio show. So allow me to introduce The Hero Show. You see, some heroes fight crime. Some heroes fight supervillains. Some heroes fight in wars. Some heroes save lives. Some heroes protect and serve. Some heroes are real. And some heroes are make-believe. This show isn't about any of those heroes. This show is about a different kind of hero. The producer, the creator, the entrepreneur, the one who looks out at this world full of problems and thinks to themselves, you know what? I can solve that problem. I can help people. This show is about the heropreneur. Yes, I'm totally allowed to make up words because, you know, it is my show after all. More than that, though, this show is about you. You have the makings of greatness. You are the kind of person who can build influence or success by creating something of value and sharing it with the world. This show is about starting your own hero story. I want you to share your greatness, your superpowers, with the world. The way I'm going to help you do that is by identifying modern-day heroes who've already built influence or success by the value they've created, then interviewing them and getting them to pull back their heroes' masks and reveal their true origin stories and everything that's led to the influence and success they now enjoy. Then finally, getting them to spill their guts on the principled actions they take daily so you can go back and integrate those principles into your own life and start becoming the hero you were always meant to be. So let me give you a little idea of what the format of the show is going to look like. There are 7 pieces. The first is their origin story. Every hero has one. We want to know when they started to realize that they were different, that maybe they had superpowers, that maybe they could use them to help other people, when they started to develop or discover the value that they could bring this world. It's my hope that by learning their backstories to these successful people, you realize that you are no different than them and can mirror their actions and see your own success. The second part is their superpowers. This is all about what they do or build or offer this world that helps solve problems for other people. The things that they use to slay the villains in their clients' or customers' or audiences' lives. Everybody's unique. Everybody has a unique set of stories and memories and experiences that have got them to where they are. It's from this uniqueness that your superpowers arise. I hope that you'll see this as we delve into the superpowers of other heroes. The third is their hero's tool belt. Maybe they have a big magical hammer like Thor, or a bulletproof vest like our neighborhood police officer, or maybe they just really love how Evernote helps them organize their thoughts or how they can build killer slides in Keynote. Every hero has a tool belt filled with useful tools. Sometimes they are physical tools like notebooks for journaling, or psychological tools like questions they ask themselves of their clients, or digital tools that just help them get shit done. The goal is to show you that we all have access to the same set of tools, and there's no secret tool or hack that you're missing to get started on your own hero's journey. The fourth is their mission. Just like Spider-Man fights to save New York, or Batman fights to save Gotham, or Google fights to index and categorize all the world's information, heroes have a mission, and we want to know what it is. So you, our listeners, can take inspiration from what others are doing and start to craft your own life mission, something you're willing to cry or die for. Because being a hero isn't easy. And if you aren't fighting for something bigger than yourself, you'll never succeed. And we don't want that, especially since this show is all about making sure that you do. Which brings us to our fifth section, their own personal heroes. You see, Frodo had Gandalf, Luke had Obi-Wan, Robert Kiyosaki had his rich dad. We want to know who were our heroes' heroes. Were they real-life mentors? Were they speakers or authors? Were they peers who just a few years ahead? We want to know how important those influences were to what our heroes have accomplished so far. This is an important discussion because everybody I've ever talked to who's achieved any modicum of success has had their own heroes, people they looked up to, people they mentored under, people they learned from. Nobody was born being a hero. It just doesn't happen. Heroes are created from the inside. You have to decide to become better, to hone your skills, to seek out teachers, to become your best. I think hearing that every hero had help, had influencers, had mentors, will help you to realize that it's all right to ask for help when you need it, that it's imperative to seek out your own mentors so that you can become the best hero you can. And then 6 is their guiding principles. This is where we will really bring it home for our listeners. We will discuss what the top 1 or 2 principles or actions are that our heroes use regularly today to contribute to the success and influence they enjoy. The things they wish they knew when they first started out on their hero's journey. This is an integral part of the show, where you learn the actions you can start using today to change the trajectory of your life. Which brings us to the last part of the show, the hero's challenge. This is a short and sweet part of the show, but should hopefully be very powerful. I'm going to ask every hero who comes onto the show to issue a challenge to someone they know personally who's a hero in their own right. It could be their mentor or a friend or a colleague or just someone they know happens to be incredibly awesome. The goal is twofold. One is to help with part of the mission of the show, which is to identify modern-day heroes. The second is to test the theory of the 6 degrees of influence. By passing the torch from one hero to the next and sharing each challenge issued on social media, which you can help us out with this part of the show by going to theheroshow.com and checking out the hero challenges that haven't been accepted yet and sharing them. We should be able to get both big-time influencers on the show and find people that would never normally be found because their influences aren't big and public and easy to find. So that's it. That's the format of the show, and I want to take a moment to issue my first hero challenge. It's to Chris Brady, co-author of Launching a Leadership Revolution and CEO and creative director of Life Leadership Company. I want to get all three of the major influencers for this show about influence actually on the show. I've already got Ash Amberger and Ben Adkins on the show. You'll hear them on episode 2 and episode 3. Both of those interviews were totally killer and I can't wait for you to hear them. But I haven't yet been able to snag Brady to come on. So help me out and share his hero challenge with him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn and anywhere else that might get his attention. Even better if you happen to know him personally and can introduce us. So, which brings me to the last two things I want to talk about. The second to last here is how you can nominate a hero. If you know someone who you think would be a good fit for this show, please go to www.theheroshow.com and click on the Nominate a Hero button. Tell me about them, and I'll work on getting them on the show. You can always help us out by checking out the Hero Challenges section and sharing any of the nominees out with social media so we can collectively work together to get those people on the show. And the last part was the promise I made at the beginning that I would tell you why I'm referring to myself as AKA The Alchemist. Well, you see, every comic book hero has a secret identity. And when they are talking among friends, that's the name they go by. When they are out saving the world, they are also known as, or AKA, their hero name. In fact, I was just watching The Flash on Netflix when one of Barry's friends found out who he was. Cisco said, and I quote, "Barry Allen, AKA The Flash," and I thought to myself, you know what? I need a hero name. Something that captures the essence of how I like to help people. You see, I love to help people turn their words, their skills, their passions, or their experiences into real businesses, or help them take their existing business and really bring it to the next level by implementing conversion funnels, value optimization, and more. In short, I help people turn their work into gold, hence the alchemist. An alchemist is one who uses science and a little bit of magic to turn the ordinary into extraordinary. And that's what I like to do for people, hence the name. The real question, though, has nothing to do with my name, and it has everything to do with yours. What kind of hero are you? What are your superpowers? And how do you help people? What is the value that you bring to this world? Let's discover it together, and I'll see you on the next episode.